This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump continues his two-day visit to Britain Tuesday. On Monday, he and his family met with Queen Elizabeth, where she hosted a banquet. It was at that event that President Trump said the U.S. and Great Britain have a treasured friendship.
We affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God.
The rest of the day included inspecting the Guard of Honor formed by the Grenadier Guards, a tour of historic Westminster Abbey, and a tea with Prince Charles at his London home. The president's visit comes as Britain is in the midst of political turmoil, as Theresa May, prime minister, is scheduled to resign on Friday after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Before leaving Washington, Mr. Trump said his trip would be very interesting and that he thinks the United States and Britain have an opportunity to work out a very big trade deal in the near future. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the Monday attack by Sudanese security forces that broke up a protest site in Khartoum and killed or wounded dozens of people. Explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard as security forces stormed the site outside the defense ministry, where demonstrators had maintained a protest for the 8 weeks demanding the military hand power over to civilian authority. Witnesses say that by mid-afternoon, the area had been cleared. An ethnic Kazakh Chinese national who exposed the existence of so-called Muslim re-education camps in the Xinjiang region will seek asylum in Sweden. The woman's lawyer said she and her family left Almaty Monday after Kazakhstan refused to grant her asylum. This is VOA News.